This morning, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to praise the Lord through song. And our theme this morning is Heaven, Our Blessed Hope. And I want to start off with a reading of Ellen G. White on her vision of the new earth. With Jesus at our head, we all descended from the city down to this earth on a great and mighty mountain, which could not bear Jesus up, and it parted asunder, and there was a mighty plain. And then we looked up and saw the great city with 12 foundations, 12 gates, 3 on each side, and an angel at each gate. We all cried out, "The city, the great city, it is coming. It's coming down from God out of heaven." And it came and settled on the place where we stood. Then we began to look at the glorious things outside of the city. And there I saw some of the most beautiful homes that had the appearance of silver, supported by 4 pillars set with pearls, most glorious to behold, which were to be inhabited by the saints. And in them was a golden shelf. I saw many of the saints go into the house and take off their glittering crowns and lay them on the shelf, and then go out into the field by the houses to do something with the earth, not as we have to do with the earth here. A glorious light shone all about their heads, and they were continually offering praises to God. And I saw another field full of all kinds of flowers, and as I plucked them, I cried out, "They will never fade." Next, I saw a field of tall grass, most glorious to behold. It was living green and had the reflection of silver and gold, as it waved to the glory of the King Jesus. Then we entered a field full of all kind of beasts, the lion, the lamb, the leopard, and the wolf, all together in perfect union. We passed through the midst of them, and they followed on peaceably thereafter. Then we entered a wood, not like the dark woods we have here, but full of light and beauty. The branches of the trees waved to and fro, and we all cried out, "We will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods." We passed through the woods, for we were on our way to Mount Zion. And as we were traveling along, we met a company who were also gazing at the glories of the place. I noticed red as a border on their garments. Their crowns were brilliant, and their robes were pure white. As we greeted them, I asked Jesus who they were, and he said they were the martyrs that had been slain for him. With them was an innumerable company of little ones. They had a hem of red on their garments as well. Mount Zion was just before us, and on the mount was a building which looked to me like a temple. And about it were 7 other mountains on which grew roses and lilies. And I saw the little ones climb, or if they chose, use their little wings to fly to the top of the mountains and pluck the never-fading flowers. There were all kinds of trees of beauty in this place: the box, the pine, the fir, the oil, the myrtle, the pomegranate, and the fig tree, bowed down with the weight of timely figs that made the place all the more glorious. As we were about to enter the temple, Jesus raised his lovely voice and said, "Only the 144,000 enter this place," and we shouted hallelujah. The temple was supported by 7 pillars, all of transparent gold, set with pearls most glorious. The things I saw there I cannot describe. Oh, that I could talk in the language of Canaan. Then could I tell a little of the glory of the better world. I saw their tables of stone in which the names of 144,000 were engraved in letters of gold. After we beheld the glory of the temple, we went out, and Jesus left us and went to the city. Soon we heard his lovely voice again saying, "Come, my people, you have come out of great tribulation and done my will. Suffer for me, come into supper, and I will gird myself and serve you." We shouted hallelujah, glory, and entered into the city. And I saw a table of pure silver. It was minty miles in length, yet our eyes could extend over it. I saw the fruit of the tree of life, the manna, the almonds, figs, pomegranates, grapes, and many other kinds of fruit. I asked Jesus to let me eat of the fruit, and he said, "Not now. Those who eat of the fruit of this land cannot go back to the earth no more. But in a little while, if faithful, you shall both eat of the fruit of the tree and drink of the water of the fountain." And he said, "You must go back to the earth now and relate to the others what I have revealed to you." Then an angel bore me gently down to the earth of the dark world. This morning we're going to be singing songs about heaven. So we hope that you enjoy and that your eyes are drawn upward to our loving Savior. First we have fourth generation. Are they ready?
of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are,
because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are.
You are Jehovah,
Jehovah Jireh.
You're my provider,
my provider.
Jehovah Nissi,
Jehovah Nissi.
Lord, you reign,
Lord, you reign in
you
victory.
Reign in victory.
Jehovah Shalom,
you're my Prince of Peace,
my Prince of Peace.
And I worship you. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Lord, I give you glory.
Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are,
because of who you are.
You are
Jehovah Jireh.
You're my provider,
my provider.
Jehovah Nissi,
Jehovah Nissi.
Lord, you reign,
Lord, you
above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began.
Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all powers the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. I can only imagine
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine what I did become when I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you.
Thank you, Fourth Generation. Don't you long for that day in heaven when we all sing like this group sings and we have the Savior before us?
Is this one working? First I was told there was three of them working, then I was told there was two of them working. Well, I'll pick the wrong one, obviously. You know, I can hardly see these words, and they're really in real black print, and they're up there. I have been singing in front of people at church and other places and weddings and funerals and for a long, long time, probably before these guys even. You know, but music speaks to me. I think because I love music so well and have been doing it so long, sometimes I get more out of a song, words put to music, than I do sometimes out of just verbal listening. So I hope that the words to these songs that I have this morning will bless you in a special way. Except I can't read. read them, so I'll pick them up. When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side. And when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I've spent most of my life on earth preparing to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. When the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into the gentle sleep of death, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me saved by grace, celebrate me in that place. Don't you set because I'm gone, celebrate me home. No more broken dreams, no more tears to cry. Into my Father's arms I'll fly. Celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. Celebrate me home. Puts a whole new meaning on the what we think about dying and death, and you know, celebrate us home. We're going to be with the Lord. You know, it's wonderful. I still haven't figured out what heaven's going to be like. You know, do any of us really know? I don't think so. But I know it's going to be a celebration when I get there. This is one of Miss Becky's favorites, so I have to sing this for her. I know y'all probably know this, so sing along, please. You know it.
I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. You love across that river, where my faith will end inside, there's just a few more days to wait. Then I will take my heavenly flight. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday on the stand, there my home shall be eternal.
I heard this song when I was little, and I can remember at that time seeing so much of my life ahead and not really longing for heaven. But you know, as I've gotten older, and you've had to see people laid to rest, and you've had to see people hurting, this song has meant so much more to me, because I do long for that day when Jesus takes us home. But I also long for many of my family and friends to be there with me, and I know we have a work to do, still to do. So this morning we're going to end with Samuel. He has a he's going to read another one of Tom's poems for us.
Are you ready? A question easy enough to ask, but to answer provides a most challenging task, requiring discernment and wisdom from above, plus an abundant measure of Christian love. Are you ready to follow and to serve our Lord, to respond to his call no matter how hard? What exactly does Jesus require of you, and what is it our Savior he asks us to do? He says to seek souls as for hidden treasure, to learn to forgive and love without measure, for thusly we seal our eternal destination and demonstrate the fruit of our salvation. Then with faith both strong and steady, at last we'll know that we are ready.
hope you have enjoyed this music this morning and our poems, and that your eyes and hearts have been raised up a little bit closer to heaven, and that you long for heaven a little more and for your family and loved ones. Let us stand and sing our final hymn. That's 633. 633. Our gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we want to thank you for being in this presence with us this hour and giving us this opportunity to show our love and praise to you. We ask you, Lord, that as we leave this place, that your love will so fill us that that's what we will share with others, because we know our testimony is what will help others to see you most clearly. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.